Doctor. Doctor. Doctor, get up. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. What time is it?
It's 8 o'clock.
I have to go to the hospital in the afternoon.
I know. But now you have to go someplace else.
Where?
To Iran Shah Street. To a company named Shahrzad.
What for?
Do you remember I told you all that stuff about Dr. Naini? I told you he was jealous of you, but you doubted it.
Yes, Ilyas. The truth is, I still do.
I know. That's why I'm saying you should go there.
Is Dr. Naini over there?
No. But another of your colleagues will be. A lady called Alipur.
I don't understand. What does Mrs. Alipour have to do with Dr. Naini?
Nothing. The truth is, I have some feelings about Mrs. Alipour. What I mean is that I know some stuff about her, but I don't want to tell you. I want you to go down there and see for yourself and understand. I want you to do this so you won't say that I'm lying to you like you did when I told you about Dr. Naini.
I didn't say you were lying. I just said you were making a mistake.
That? And I don't want you to say that I'm making a mistake about Mrs. Alipour, too. Huh?
What do you know about Mrs. Alipour?
Well, Doctor, that's up to you. To go there and to find out. Get up, Doctor. It's getting late now. You have to be in front of that company at 10:15. Mrs. Alipour will leave that place at that time. You have to follow her. She mustn't find out that you're following her.
What for?
Be patient. You will find out in good time.
Where are you going?
I don't even know myself.
Do you want me to take you home so you can work on your thesis?
No. I just want to rest for the day. I want to come with you.
Where?
To the hospital.
I'm not going to the hospital, dear.
Then where are you going?
I have an appointment with someone. How can I put this? I have an appointment with a couple of people.
Then take me to Tehran Par Street, to Masheed's house.
Well, I'm not going in that direction. You want me to drop you off on the way? My dear, I'm gonna be late. I have to be there at 10:15. I can't keep them waiting now, can I? Okay. Good.
Hello.
Hello, my dear Perry. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Tell me what brings you here.
Oh, come on. I always trouble you. Is Masheed home?
Yes, yes. Come in.
Thank you.
Come in, Perry. Welcome, welcome. She sleeps until noon these days. I don't even think she said her morning prayers.
Mother, please. It's Ramadan. Don't gossip. And you're making accusations. I woke up to say my prayers. You were asleep. And Dad is my witness. Hello.
Hello.
Well, tell me, what brings you here today?
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm fine, too.
During Ramadan, you can't go to people's house before iftar.
Well, I came to see where you'd gotten with the investigation.
Investigation? Oh, you mean about Musavi? Oh my god, the rush you are in. There's no need for an investigation. Just say yes and get it over with.
Oh no.
Oh. What are you going to tell my mom now?
Thank you.
Hello?
She went back in.
Yeah.
She wants to deposit the money for her daughter's
operation into her account. Sherazad Company belongs to her brother, Mr. Bahman Alipur. He's a rich guy. Very rich.
Mrs. Alipur met with her brother today to get
the money for her daughter's operation. He is a very nice guy. Taking care of his sister and his niece. And he gave her the money. Actually, he gave her more.
Tell me, Elias, then why did Mrs. Alipur deposit the money in her own account?
Because Dr. Taha Pajuhan should operate on her daughter for free. Have you forgotten this?
Now, for you to erase any doubts you might have, go back to Sherazad Company
and ask who the owner of the firm is. Doctor, I'll get the parch for Iftar. Get back soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sir, how much do I have in my account?
You have, 80,000 tomans.
Please give me 50,000. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Can I help you?
Excuse me. Is Mr. Alipur in?
And you are?
I'm an acquaintance of his.
Excuse me. Your name, please.
Amadian.
Do you have an appointment?
Well,
But you have to have an appointment to see him. 289. That's his extension number. You can talk to his secretary. She will make an appointment.
Excuse me. It was...
289.
289. Yes. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Excuse me, I wanted to talk to Mr. Alipur's sister.
Who is this?
I'm one of her colleagues at the hospital.
She left. Mrs. Alipur left an hour ago.
Very well. Thank you. Goodbye. Sir, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Have a nice day.
Rose? Rose?
Yeah?
What's going on? What's all this noise you're making?
Mama, please don't start that again.
What do you mean, don't start? The neighbors will complain about the noise.
All right, Mother, I'll turn it down. Why are you sitting down?
With this volume?
Ah, she's right. This way is no fun.
All right, all right. Now get up. Come on, get up.
No, not in the mood anymore.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough. Too much excitement isn't good for you. Your brain will stop functioning.
Stop being silly, guys. Don't let it rain on our parade. Get up. We're having fun now. Come on, get up, get up.
Lower it, Rose. Lower it. Godzilla's mother will be up here again.
Your mom's the reincarnation of Godzilla.
Oh, come on,
yeah,
Rose.
Yeah, her too. Oh, I'm losing my breath here.
Really?
Tell me, any news from Farzad?
I'm in contact with him, if that's what you mean.
It's really awful that he didn't come to visit you.
Oh, come on, Rose, you idiot. You know you should love someone who at least likes you.
You're the idiots. If he'd come when I was unconscious, then it would have been no good. And if he'd come, my mother would have kicked him out. He would never have let him come and see me. You know how my dad is.
Tell me, do you remember anything from the time you were in a coma?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember. The devil came and took my right hand and said, "You sinful little girl, come on, let's go to hell." I started crying and begging him not to take me. Please don't take me. Please don't take me. Then Pashuhan came and took my other hand. Now imagine, the devil had one hand and Pashuhan the other hand. To make it short, it was a tug of war between them. Then he said, "Rose, don't go with him, Rose. Please don't go with him, Rose." Pashuhan kept pulling. The devil kept pulling. Pashuhan kept pulling. The devil kept pulling. Pashuhan kept pulling. The devil kept pulling. Anyways, he pulled me away from the devil and I suddenly woke up.
Well, tell me. What did the devil look like, Rose?
Ugly. Just like you, my precious.
Rose, the devil is not a she.
Yeah, she's right. Didn't he look like Farzad?
What a tease you
are. If he looked like him, I would have gone with him for sure. I have a date with him tomorrow.
With the devil? Shame on you.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello there.
Hey, sir. Didn't you want to see Dr. Pajuhan?
That's Dr. Pajuhan?
Yeah, he went in his office. You're welcome. Goodbye.
Thanks a lot.
Come in.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello, how are you?
Sorry to bother you. I'm Mrs. Kazemi's husband.
Please, have a seat. Mrs. Kazemi?
Yeah, the patient in room 215.
I'm at your service.
She's been hospitalized for 10 days for having epilepsy.
Well, tell me, how can I help you?
The truth is, I think that in these past 10 days, she hasn't gotten any better. She's even gotten worse.
And why do you think that?
She has more seizures. They're longer, too.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, who's her doctor?
Dr. Naini. But what I wanted to ask you, if it's possible, if you could please examine her once. Take a look at her file.
Well, I want you to know, that Dr. Naini is a good doctor. There's no need to worry. He'll do whatever he can for your wife. Don't worry about everything.
I know, but it won't hurt if you examine her just once. Please, just once.
Look, Mr.,
Shirzad, sir.
Yes, Mr. Shirzad. It's not customary for us to examine other doctors' patients unless they ask us to. If I examine your wife without his knowledge, it would mean that I'm interfering in his work.
What if I talk to Dr. Naini myself and ask for his permission?
No. Don't do that at all. If Dr. Naini needs counsel, then he'll come to me himself.
Excuse me. Goodbye, Doctor.
Have a nice day.
Hello there.
Hello.
You're looking much better. How have you been, darling? I hope you're good. Are you watching after Shireen? Happy birthday, my darling.
Hi.
Oh, my sweet
Thanks.
Child.
How come you remembered it's such a bad time?
Open it up. Well, tell me, is it the one that you wanted, dear? Huh?
With all that's going on, you spent 50,000 tomans on this? Really?
45,500. He even gave me a really great discount.
This wasn't the right thing to do, Mother.
I have an even better present for you, dear.
Hmm?
I went to visit your uncle, and I also gave him his check. And I explained to him clearly once and for all that Shireen isn't going to marry Parviz. I told him my daughter's not for sale. Huh. I told him off real good. I made my point clear. All the things I'd kept in my heart all these years. I just want you to be sure that neither him nor Parviz will be bothering you again. Never ever again, my dear.
Well, Mother, I feel much better now. Why did you do this anyway?
Because of you. I'll never let you marry someone you don't really love. That's your real birthday present.
Well, marrying Parviz is better. Much better than going blind.
Why are you being so negative? Hopefully you won't go blind. You'll have an operation and get better. I'm sure you won't even need glasses anymore.
Didn't you hear what Dr. Tajik said? He said there's a strong chance I'll go blind. He said it's a risky operation. He was scared to do it himself.
Dr. Tajik's not gonna operate on you. Dr. Pajuhan is, the doctor at our hospital. He'll operate on you.
What about the money?
I already talked to him. I mean, Dr. Bardia talked to him. And Dr. Pajuhan agreed to do it free of charge. And the hospital stay, they said they'd give me a loan for that. They're supposed to transfer you there tomorrow, my dear.
I love you so much, Mother. Really, I do.
She held a really big birthday party for her daughter today. I promise you they must have had a ball laughing at how naive you are.
I have a bad feeling, Elias. I can't trust anyone anymore. I don't feel good about anyone.
This is not called pessimism, Doctor. It's called being realistic.
Living like this is really difficult. It's really difficult to live like this. I wish you hadn't told me those things. I wish I didn't know at all. Sometimes it's better.
Yeah. I agree. But there is one thing you have forgotten, Doctor. You are not a regular person anymore. You have to know this. You have to understand. You have to truly understand because now you have such a responsibility. I don't want to compare. I can't compare. Not to the prophets. Remember what I am saying here. Always remember.
Then clearly I was not the right choice for this at all.
Ask for forgiveness, Doctor. Ask for forgiveness. God never makes a mistake when it comes to mankind. What are you going to do now? I'm talking about Miss Alipur.
Nothing. Tomorrow I'm going to tell her that if she doesn't pay for her daughter's operation, I won't do it.
Okay. It's a good idea, but if Dr. Naini hears about it, he won't be happy. You know, it's the best opportunity to play the hero, and he can gain two things at once. But first, he'll make you look bad. Then he will play the philanthropy card. Become a nice guy.
No. I won't let him do that. I'll tell everyone about Mrs. Alipur. How she's a liar and a cheat.
But you can't do that.
And why not?
If you do, then everyone will want to know how you found out all this stuff in one day. And you don't have an answer, right?
Well, if I don't give any explanation, then everyone is going to think that I'm a bad person and that I have no feelings and greedy. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But we don't have a choice here. If you go down to the hospital and tell everyone everything, they'll be wanting answers, and you and I both know there are plenty of nosy people in your hospital. And one of them is Dr. Bardia. You remember when it came to that young man and you knew he was going to die? Do you remember that? I bet you she's still curious about the whole thing.
Yeah. But you mean that I shouldn't tell Mrs. Alipour that I know that she has money and that she's lying about it?
No, Doctor. You can't tell her anything. If you do tell her, then I won't be able to come and tell you everything that I know anymore.
Well, living like this is really very difficult.
Yeah. I agree with you. But the responsibility I was telling you about, this is it. It's hard. It's really hard. But you have to tolerate it, Doctor. You have to be able to bear it. Shh.
Daddy?
Yes, dear. We're out here. Come. Hello, my dear.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, it's finally done.
Well. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Can you read it, please?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand a thing about the Sodigan language or stuff like that, dear.
Well, I want to know what you think about it. I'm curious to know if you'll understand anything when you read it.
Well, then you should let me read it. I mean, can I please read it?
Yes, of course. I'd be happy if you did. The truth is, I wanted to ask you, but I was too shy.
But I'm not shy at all, am I?
Don't say that. Well, I want to turn in early tonight and make it up for all the other nights. I'm really tired tonight.
Okay, dear. Go to bed. Good night.
Good night.
Good night to you, too. Are you keeping an eye on her?
On who?
On Parry. Who else?
How come?
Well, generally, she's at a critical stage. And there are lots of wolves in our society right now.
Elias, do you know something?
No. I'm just saying that I'm just saying that you should keep an eye on her. That's all.
Elias, if you know anything, you better tell me.
No. No, please believe me, it's nothing. It's nothing serious. I just said it so that you would keep an eye on her. Should I read it, or are you going to? Don't worry, Doctor. Trust me, if something's supposed to happen, I will tell you in time. Trust me.
Where to?
I'm going to see my friends.
Which friends?
Well, you don't know them.
All right. Well, from now on, I have to know them.
Really? Maybe they don't want to get to know you, you know. You can't force them.
Yes, I can. From now on, whoever you want to be in contact with, I have to personally meet.
Huh? So I have to tell them they have to be vetted, is that it?
You can call it whatever you want to. By the way, from now on, you'll be meeting everyone only in this house, okay?
Am I a prisoner here or something?
Ah!
But Rose!
Better lower your voice, or else...
Or else what? What, Daddy? Father dear, I've reached the legal age. You can't lock me up in this house. You can throw me out of your house anytime you want. Just tell me so I can leave on my own two feet. Where are you going? Don't you have an appointment with Dr. Abul Hassani? I already told you I don't need a doctor, Mother.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Farzad.
I've brought a rose for my lost rose. My lost rose who's been found again. I have truly missed you so much, Rose. I am always constantly scared of losing you.
If it weren't for you, I would have died, Farzad.
Are you messing with me?
No, I'm serious.
I want to tell you something, Rose.
Tell me.
Rose, I don't want to go on like this anymore.
Like what?
I don't want to keep being so far away from you.
Well, you know, it hurts, but what else can we do about it? My father says you can't be with someone you've met on the street. He's no good for married life whatsoever.
And what has that got to do with it?
I don't know. Dads always say these things. From every 5 pieces of advice they give, 4 are wrong, and the other one's outdated.
Well, then you can tell him that we did not meet each other out on the streets. We met at a party. We saw each other, we liked one another, and became friends. Okay?
A party? If I say that, he won't let me in the house anymore ever.
Then what are we supposed to do, Rose? I'm going out of my mind here. How long do we have to go about meeting in secret? How long are we supposed to be apart from each other?
We aren't.
We are, Rose. I am always worried that one day they will take you away from me. And it drives me crazy, you understand? Do you understand?
Here you are, Mrs. Alipour. Give this to the reception and they'll take care of the rest.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sehat.
We didn't do anything. All we did was sign and stamp it. May God give Dr. Pajuhan whatever he wants.
Please pray for my daughter.
She'll be okay in no time.
Thank you very much. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Here you are. It's nothing really, but they go really great with tea at iftar.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Nurse, please don't admit another patient in this room.
No, doctor, it's okay. In the other hospital, I shared my room with three other people at least.
Don't worry. There are enough empty beds in this hospital. And this hospital, as you know, belongs to your mother. She's one of the best we have here.
Doctor, you've always been so kind to me. I wish I could return the favor and help you someday.
Don't mention it.
Help yourself.
But I already just took one.
This is for Shireen's birthday. It was just yesterday.
Well, happy birthday. Tell me, how old are you now?
19, but I tell everyone I'm 60.
Of course.
Dr. Bardia, is Dr. Pajuhan here?
Yes, I believe he's in his office.
Can you please take him chocolates and tell him that Shireen has been transferred here already? I mean, I'm too shy.
Ashamed of what? Take the chocolate and say thank you to him. It's best this way.
This medication will do for now. She should take these, bring her back here in 2 weeks so I can examine her.
Where should I get this medicine from?
The hospital pharmacy. Come in. They have it all there.
Thank you.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
It's nice to see you. You see, Doctor, I came here to thank you and to say that my daughter has been transferred to this hospital. Thank you so much, Doctor. I pray for your health every night. Please, Doctor. It's nothing, I know. Excuse me.
It was Dr. Naini's order. He said you're supposed to perform operation for free and the hospital fee.
He made a mistake. I've changed my mind. Tell Mrs. Alipour that I want my fee in full. And as for the loan, she'd better think of something else.
But doctor, I've already admitted her. What can I do?
Tell Mrs. Alipour the things that I just told you now. And if she can't come up with the money, discharge the patient. That's it.
Excuse me, Mr. Sehat. Did I accidentally leave my bag here?
I don't know, Mrs. Alipour. Forgive me, but you can look for it yourself.
Dr. Pajuhan told you this himself?
Yes, sir.
All right, very well. You can get back to work.
Excuse me. Listen, Dr. Naini, do I have to discharge Mrs. Alipour's daughter?
Not yet, and don't tell her anything either.
Well, anyway, doctor, we have to know how she's going to pay for the surgery.
There is a God.
Hello, Dr. Naini. I'd ordered some medication, but we still haven't received it. Can you please have them follow up on it? Doctor? Excuse me, Doctor?
Yes?
Is something wrong?
Come in. You seem to be rather upset now, aren't you, Doctor? But...
But what?
I believe it would be best for everyone if you didn't get involved in this. You're not in charge of fixing everyone's problems, you know.
Yes, but I am responsible for the things I say, right?
Yes, yes.
Listen to me, Dr. Pajwan, the great and famous brain surgeon. Who gave you the right to play games with the emotions of a mother and daughter and give them false hope? Did I or Mrs. Alipur force you to accept it and now you're denying everything after you made a promise?
I didn't say that I wouldn't do it. All I said was that I won't do it for free.
That's right. Mr. Seha told me, but I just couldn't believe it. It's such a shame. It's a shame, Doctor.
Dr. Bardia, there really is no need for you to worry about this mother and her daughter. There really is no need.
I'm actually really worried about you, Dr. Pajwan. I think it would interest you to know that Dr. Naini's agreed to operate on Mrs. Alipur's daughter, and he's going to pay for all the expenses of her stay here. You see, you did something good. This way, Mrs. Alipur won't have to get a loan for the surgery. And you set us all free of yourself. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I think that when Dr. Naini hears about this, he'll be very happy. You know, it's the best opportunity to play the hero, and he can gain two things at once. First, he'll make you look bad. Then he will play the philanthropy card. Become the nice guy. Then he'll play the philanthropy card.
Hey, Dostash, Barber.